Hey, James, I'm leaving for a few minutes. Can you answer the phone for me?
Okay, but I can't answer the phone very well.
Sure you can. Answer the phone with a friendly voice and greet the other person.
But sometimes the caller doesn't understand me.
Maybe the caller can't hear you very well.
Maybe not.
And say the name of our business.
Of course. I can say, good morning, LTE TV station.
Speak up, or the caller may not hear you very well.
Okay. Good morning, LTE TV station. This is James. How may I help you?
Great! That's perfect. Now you can answer the phone.
No, thanks.
Good manners on the phone are very important. A caller does not see you. He or she only hears your voice. Answer the phone with a friendly voice. Speak up, and don't speak too fast. Greet the caller. Are you answering the phone at a business? Say the name of the business, then say your name. For example, hello, ABC Company. My name is Eliza Hsu. How may I help you? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and it's so good to see you today.
I agree, friends. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Pauline. Today's topic is how to say it.
And the title of our lesson is on the phone. So, Pauline, you will be great at teaching this lesson.
Oh, yeah? Why do you say that?
Well, because it's about talking on the phone.
Hey, wait, are you saying I'm always talking on the phone?
No, you're just very good at answering the phone here at work.
Oh, well, okay, thanks.
Sure. Answering the phone at work or calling a stranger can make people nervous, and talking on the phone in a different language is a challenge.
Oh, that's very true. I still get nervous when I talk on the phone in Spanish, but every time I do it, it gets a little easier.
Yes, practicing helps. And that's what we're here for. Today, we can practice answering the phone. We will practice listening to and understanding English. And we'll learn some new English words together, too.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be another great day here on the show. Well, so let's get started. Here's Christina to help us with today's keywords. Pay attention. We're going to use these words a lot today.
Hello, James. 不太敢帮Tina接电话，因为打电话来的人有时候听不懂他在说什么。Sometimes the caller doesn't understand him. 名词 caller 就是打电话的人。 Tina鼓励他不要担心，只要友善的声音接听电话就可以了。Answer the phone with a friendly voice. 名词 voice 就是声音，而且有时候对方不知道你在说什么，是因为你说的太小声了。你需要 speak up 说大声一点。接起电话后，首先要礼貌地向对方打招呼。Greet the caller. 动词 greet 就是打招呼。 然后先报出公司的名称，再介绍自己的名字。Say the name of your business. 名词 business 就是公司行号的意思。Hey
James, I'm leaving for a few minutes. Can you answer the phone for me?
Okay, but I can't answer the phone very well.
Sure you can. Answer the phone with a friendly voice and greet the other person.
But sometimes the caller doesn't understand me.
Maybe the caller can't hear you very well.
Maybe not.
Tina is one of the secretaries here at the office. One of her jobs is answering the phone. But everyone at work should know how to do that.
Right. For example, today, Tina needs to leave the office for a few minutes. So she asked James to answer the phone if it rings.
Oh, hey, Pauline, I'm leaving for a few minutes.
Wait, Peter, you can't leave. You have to stay here and teach.
I am teaching, Pauline, because I'm leaving for a few minutes is today's
calendar phrase.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
我要离开一下。
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
Okay, see you later. Take your time.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
Okay, take your time.
I'm going to get donuts.
Oh, hurry back.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
I'm leaving for a few minutes.
我要离开一下。
Peter, what do we usually say after this phrase, I'm leaving for a few minutes?
I'm leaving for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Yes. Well, Tina will also be right back, but she needs someone to answer the phone while she's away. So she asked James to do it.
James? Oh, well, anyway, James says okay, but he seems a little worried. He says, I can't answer the phone very well.
Really? That surprises me. James speaks English very well. Why can't he answer the phone well?
Good question. But before we talk about that, let's practice this sentence pattern with Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's time to do something fun. It's time for you to use it. If you want to say that you can't do something very well, you can use today's use it tip. For example, I can't sing very well. Or you could say, I can't ride a horse very well. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'll use it. I can't speak Chinese very well, but I'm getting better.
James says he can't answer the phone very well, but Tina says, sure you can. Then she gives him some tips for how to answer the phone better.
Tips are ideas for how to do something. So what's the first tip Tina gives?
Answer the phone with a friendly voice. Don't answer in an angry or sad voice. Be friendly. So don't say, hi, LTE Studios. Say it in a friendly voice. Hi, LTE Studios.
Exactly. And of course, greet the other person. To greet means to say, hello, hi, good morning. Something like that.
That seems pretty easy. I think James can do that.
I agree. But James says sometimes callers don't understand him.
Tina thinks maybe the caller can't hear James very well. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Tina 提醒 James 讲电话的时候要大声一点，因为对方可能会听不清楚他说什么。Maybe the caller can't hear you very well. 我们来学习一下这个说法。如果对方说话很小声，你听不到，你就说 I can't hear you. 我听不到你说什么。如果电话的另一端环境很吵杂，你根本听不清楚，可以跟对方说 I can't hear you very well. 表示听不清楚。如果你说话之后对方好像没听见，没回应，你就可以问他 Can you hear me?你听得到我说话吗？这时候对方如果听得很清楚，就会回答你 Yes, I can hear you very well. 这种英文的表达方式跟中文不太一样，你学会了吗？
Thanks, Christina. We use the word well in different ways. We often use this word at the beginning of a sentence. Here, it's just a pause. It shows the speaker is thinking.
Right. For example, what are you doing this afternoon, Peter?
Well, I'm not sure.
Good. Well can also mean good. If you do something well, then you are good at doing it. I can't cook very well, but I can bake pretty well. I'm good at baking.
Well, James can't answer the phone very well. When he answers the phone, the callers can't hear him very well. He needs some help learning how to answer the phone better.
Well, Tina is the perfect person to teach him, but first we have to take a break. Then we'll come back to see how she does. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, LTE Studios. This is Peter. How can I help you?
Peter, that's not the way we usually greet our friends on TV. What are you doing?
I know, Pauline, but we're practicing answering the phone today.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that is a very good way to greet people on the phone. But now let's get back to the TV show and watch our next conversation. Friends, let's watch it together. And say the name of our business.
Of course. I can say, good morning, LTE TV station.
Speak up, or the caller may not hear you very well.
Okay. Good morning, LTE TV station. This is James. How may I help you?
Great. That's perfect. Now you can answer the phone.
No, thanks.
Before the break, Tina gave James some good tips for answering the phone. Can you remember them?
Sure. Let's see. First, she said to answer the phone with a friendly voice. Oh, and greet the caller. You can say hello or good afternoon.
Very good. And who is the caller, Pauline?
The person who calls on the phone is the caller. We add er to the end of action words to make the word for a person. For example, a person who swims is a
swimmer.
A person who runs is
runner.
Yes, a person who teaches is a teacher, and a person who studies is
a studier. No, that was a trick question.
Yes, sorry. A person who studies is a student. We don't always add er for the person words, but we often do.
I'm sorry, English is a little difficult. Well, let's get back to tips for answering the phone. We know we should greet the caller with a friendly voice. What else should we do?
If you are at work, say the name of the business. Like James says, good morning, LTE TV station.
Very nice. Actually, you said it better than James did. James says the same words, but he talks too quietly. No wonder the callers can't hear him very well.
Yes, now we know what James' problem is. He's speaking too quietly on the phone. He needs to speak up.
To speak up means to speak louder. James needs to speak up, or the caller may not hear him.
And we should go to Christina now, or we might not understand that sentence. Christina?
Tina 提醒 James 说大声一点 or the caller may not hear you very well. 要不然对方可能听不清楚。请注意句首的 or, 我们通常把它当作或的意思。比如 ,do you want coffee or tea? 或者 ,I will bring some books or magazines with me. 但是今天的 or 是否则要不然的意思。比如我要你赶快上车。Or you'll have to wait for the next bus. 否则你就要等到下一班公车了。或者你订了饭店，我提醒你今天之内要交定金。Or they will cancel your reservation. 否则他们会取消你的预约。这两句的 or 都是要不然否则的意思。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, make sure to practice what you learn here, or you might forget it.
Well, James does a good job of practicing speaking on the phone. He spoke up, and this time he says it just right.
Yes, I think he's ready to answer the phone call now.
Well, I think so, but he still sounds a little nervous. The phone rings, and Tina says, "Now you can answer the phone." But James doesn't want to. He says, "No, thanks."
Maybe he's embarrassed to do it in front of Tina.
Maybe, but he shouldn't be. Tina is a friend, and she is helping him. He won't get better unless he practices.
True. Friends, thank you for practicing your English with us today. If you feel nervous answering the phone in English, you aren't the only one. But keep practicing, and you'll get better and better.
Speaking of practicing, let's practice saying our keywords together now. Friends, don't just listen. Practice saying them out loud with us, okay?
Here's your first keyword for today. Caller. Caller. The caller is a woman.
Voice. Voice. Please talk in a nice voice.
Speak up. Speak up. Speak up. I can't hear you.
Greet. Greet. Greet people with a smile.
Business. Business. What kind of business is this? All right, friends. Those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's watch our lesson one more time together. Hey, James. I'm leaving for a few minutes. Can you answer the phone for me?
Okay, but I can't answer the phone very well.
Sure you can. Answer the phone with a friendly voice and greet the other person.
But sometimes the caller doesn't understand me.
Maybe the caller can't hear you very well.
Maybe not.
And say the name of our business.
Of course. I can say, "Good morning, LTE TV station."
Speak up, or the caller may not hear you very well.
Okay. Good morning, LTE TV station. This is James. How may I help you?
Great! That's perfect. Now you can answer the phone.
No, thanks.
Hey, Ginger, let's practice our manners on the phone.
Oh, our phone manners? Good idea. Will you help me?
Sure, I'll hold the phone. Remember to answer with a friendly voice.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Oh, hello.
Speak up and make sure you don't speak too fast.
Hello.
Make sure you greet the caller.
Hello, caller. Hello.
Now say the name of the business.
Hello, this is the Jungle Cafe.
And then say your name.
Oh, oh, my name is Ginger.
Now ask how you can help.
Oh, how may I help you? Oh, really? Okay, bye-bye. Thanks.
That's great. What do they want?
A banana.
A banana? Everyone loves bananas.
Yeah, especially me. Yeah.
All right, friends, let's practice answering some questions. Here's question number one. What can James do for Tina? What can James do for Tina?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He can answer the phone for her. Question two. Can you answer the phone well? Why or why not? Can you answer the phone well? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I answer the phone well? I sure try to. I pick up the phone and I say hello, and I usually wait for my friend to tell me who they are. But if I'm at work, I might say, hello, my name is Susie. This is the LTE studio. How may I help you? And then I wait for an answer. Pretty good manners, right? How about you? How do you answer the phone? Way?
Can I answer the phone well? Yes, I can. When I answer the phone, I make sure to say hello and tell the person who I am and where I work. That way they know they called the right number. I also speak clearly when I answer the phone. Then the person can understand me. And it's important to ask them for their number if they want to leave a message. Then I can call them back later.
Can I answer the phone well? Of course I can answer the phone well. Hello, this is Super Sentence Man. Oh no, I need to go. Somebody needs my help. I can answer the phone well, but I can never talk for too long.
Do I answer the phone well? I sure do. I pick up the phone and say, hey, it's me. Who are you? Is that the right way? No? Oh, well, sometimes I say, hello, who's calling? Can I take a message? Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye. Now that's answering the phone well. Yep, that's me.
All right, so now you know how to answer on the phone. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.